Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are Jenna Lennon. She's the development director for the Northern California Parkinson's Foundation, and Joe Whalen, a board member of the Moving Day Committee. Good morning, you two.
Morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for being available. And the Parkinson's Foundation makes life better for people with Parkinson's by improving care and advancing research toward a cure. I know that because I read it right off your website, parkinson.org. Pretty sneaky, right? Moving Day Sacramento coming up Saturday, May 15th at Gibson Ranch. Tell me all about it. What is Moving Day?
Moving Day is more than just a walk, which is what it normally is. This year, it's virtual, and it really gives our community a chance to get together. And, you know, we speak up about Parkinson's disease, and it's for us to take action to fight against this disease and raise funds and awareness to the disease. And it really brings our community together from all over the Sacramento area.
I was hoping it was going to be in person this year, but you're saying it's going to be virtual again, unfortunately, Jenna. Tell me all about that aspect.
The virtual event is on May 22nd. That one is something you'll be able to experience online. It's a virtual event platform, and you'll be able to engage and chat with our sponsors and learn more about the Parkinson's Foundation. The drive-thru celebration is at Gibson Ranch on May 15th.
And how's that going to work?
People will come to Gibson Ranch, and it's a drive-through at our last parking lot, the very last one at Gibson Ranch. You get to connect with our sponsors. We'll be giving out information. You'll get your fundraising rewards. And it's really just a chance for us to celebrate Moving Day safely.
And actually see people in person and, you know, wave at them. And
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, things are slowly but surely getting back to normal, but not quite yet.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll still give everyone a chance to at least come outside. Maybe you can walk at the Gibson Ranch, some of the trails there, but just to be safe in your car during the actual drive-through portion of the event.
Right. Okay. How does Moving Day help the PD community?
So Moving Day raises funds. We've raised over $28 million since Moving Day has started.
Wow.
We've brought together, you know, more than 150,000 people since we started Moving Day across the country. So all the money that we raise goes towards research. It goes towards free resources for people living with Parkinson's and their families. And, you know, we have a helpline number. So the Parkinson's Foundation is really to help people live better lives today.
What is that phone number?
1-800-4-PD-INFO.
Somebody's listening right now and they know somebody who's recently diagnosed or, you know, somebody who's been dealing with it. Give me that number one more time.
1-800-4-PD-INFO.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Jenna. What are some more details regarding Moving Day and what can our listeners expect? Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really an opportunity for them to come and to get more information about the Parkinson's Foundation. And to learn about all our great sponsors that support Moving Day Sacramento. So they'll come to the drive-thru. They'll be able to drive through different tents, different booths, and sponsors will be giving out information. We'll be giving out information about the Parkinson's Foundation. We'll have a rewards booth where you'll be able to, depending on your fundraising levels, get your T-shirts and some other fun rewards. There's an opportunity to decorate your car, and whoever has the best decorated car wins a prize. So we'll try, you know, we're going to make it as fun as we possibly can by being safe in our cars.
Very nice. Yeah, I like that. Car decoration contest, and you can start working on it now, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
How much has Moving Day raised through the years, Jenna?
So for nationally across the country, we've raised nearly $28 million since Moving Day started about 10 years ago. And last year in Sacramento, we raised over $100,000 for Moving Day locally. So, that was huge for us locally in Sacramento, and we're really hoping to, raise over $100,000 again this year in 2021.
Outstanding. Yeah, I was going to ask you that next. What's the goal for this year's Moving Day?
This year's Moving Day, our goal is $42,000, but we're already there, and we're looking to exceed that goal. We definitely changed our goal a bit to meet everyone where they were at due to COVID, but we've already getting close to surpassing our goal, and we would like to raise our goal to get close to $100,000.
Nice, and we still have a month to go. So yeah, you guys
exactly.
You guys are way ahead of the game. Fantastic. What are some of the first signs of Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, so it really can depend on the person. It's a very unique disease for each person. It can be from a tremor to some gait balance issues. It can also be non-motor related, so loss of smell, depression, apathy. So there's a variety of different kind of symptoms that go along with Parkinson's disease that's really unique to each person.
I know Michael J. Fox is one of the most prominent celebrities who's dealing with Parkinson's. Is there anybody else that we're not aware of?
Yes. Neil Diamond has it.
No kidding.
Linda Ronstadt ended her career. Neil Diamond was going out on his 50th anniversary tour and had to end it because of Parkinson's. Alan Alda. He was diagnosed with it about 2 years ago. He self-diagnosed himself by scheduling an appointment with a neurologist. He was having vivid dreams. Was his symptom, and sure enough, it turned out he had the beginning of Parkinson's. Also, Kirk Gibson. From the former Dodgers / Tiger player. He has it. There's been a number of people, famous people, who have contacted the disease through the years.
No kidding. Yeah, that surprises me because, as I mentioned, I was only familiar with Michael J. Fox, but I know he's done a lot to progress the cause, right?
Yeah, he's raised over $100 million in critical research money. His foundation is dedicated to mainly research, where Parkinson's Foundation is dedicated to patient support, advocacy, and also research. So he's done a tremendous job in his effort for raising money for research.
Outstanding. Well, Joe, how did you hear about the Parkinson's Foundation, and what's your experience been living with the disease?
Well, I was diagnosed on June 30th of 2018, and at the time I was devastated with the news. Mine started with a tremor in my right hand. And then I noticed some balance issues and things. Anyway, so my experience with the Parkinson's Foundation has been just awesome. When I first found out about them, it was through a free event that they were having in 2019. It was a seminar where they assembled some of the biggest experts in the country on neurologists. We're discussing the disease and what they were doing to nip it in the bud or to advance the research on it.
Sure.
And gave us some great tips on things that we could do, like boxing and stuff. So the Parkinson's Foundation has been great in terms of patient support and advocacy.
Tell me more about the boxing.
Boxing is a great means for Parkinson's disease, for helping cure things like settling my tremors. There is called Rocksteady Boxing in Roseville here. I'm attending meetings via Zoom now,
sure.
But at the time when I first started, I was going to the center, and a lot of the motions that you go through, the exercises of boxing help with things like tremor and balance and help slow the disease down.
Not only that, but I bet it helps you sleep at night too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's
wear
right.
Yourself out.
Insomnia is one of my problems, and after a good boxing round, I find that I sleep like a baby.
Outstanding. Well, Joe, why is moving day so important for you and your family to be a part of?
Well, it's the biggest fundraiser for the Parkinson's Foundation. So I just feel that giving back is important. You know, they depend on the donations for the moving day. And so it's very important to give back to the foundation that's given so much to me personally.
What kind of advice do you have for anybody who's been diagnosed with Parkinson's recently?
Well, first of all, the foundation is a great place to start for information that they provide. They sent me when I was first diagnosed, and I reached out to them. They sent me a bunch of different pamphlets on mood, on balance, on the different things that can affect Parkinson's as an all-body disease. So it affects everyone a little differently. And my voice is not what it used to be. My advice is to reach out to the Parkinson's Foundation, become an advocate for the disease. You know, at first it's kind of embarrassing, you know, the shaking that would take place when I was eating dinner or lunch with a client or a friend. I'd be shaking, and what you find is that there's a community of people like myself who have the disease that are part of the Parkinson's Foundation. It's a great networking tool to find out what's going on with the updates on different clinical trials and stuff. So my advice would be to get a hold of the Parkinson's Foundation and get involved with them.
Outstanding. Yeah, if somebody's listening right now and they know somebody, or if they themselves have been recently diagnosed, they may be just wondering, hey, what am I going to do next? And their first step should be go to parkinson.org, and you get all the resources listed there, parkinson.org. Do you have any other events on the horizon here in Sacramento, Jenna?
Yeah, we have a new fundraising event on June 12th called Parkinson's Revolution, and it's an indoor cycle event. And this one is in person, which we're really excited about to bring to the Sacramento community.
Fantastic. Tell me all about Parkinson's Revolution. Where is it going to be? When? How do I get involved? Give me everything, Jenna.
Yeah. So it's an indoor cycling experience. Every 9 minutes, someone's diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So, our goal and our mission is to advance awareness and to raise funds. So it's June 12th. It's at Team Ride in Sacramento in Midtown. And we're really excited about it. It's open to anyone with Parkinson's or without Parkinson's, maybe someone who just really loves, who's very active and loves to cycle, or, people with Parkinson's that want to raise awareness for their family. So it's a brand new event for us in Sacramento, and we're super excited about it. You can register online at pdrevolutionsacramento.org.
pdrevolutionsacramento.org. Fantastic. And that's open to just about anybody who wants to come down there. You don't have to know anybody that has Parkinson's or have it yourself. It's open to anybody who wants to come out and support the cause.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't want to come in person, we are offering a virtual ride. But this one, it's on June 12th. So we're really hoping people will come out in person for this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, try to keep me at home.
Yeah.
Now that the in-person events are finally starting to safely open up, I'll tell you, I don't think you're going to have any trouble getting people to take part.
Yeah, I hope so. We're so excited about it.
That's great. Well, how can people find out more about resources available through the Parkinson's Foundation?
They can go to parkinsons.org. We have all of our resources listed, which they can order for free online or even download literature, as well as calling our helpline number, which is 1-800-4-PD-INFO. They can go to movingdaysacramento.org if they want to participate in Moving Day, and pdrevolutionsacramento.org for our cycle event.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're early on a Sunday morning. A lot of people just grabbing a first cup of coffee, wondering what the heck we're talking about. And so let's go back to the start and tell our listeners, what the heck is Moving Day? What's going to happen this year?
Yeah, Moving Day is on May 15th at Gibson Ranch. It's a drive-through celebration, and it's really a chance for people to bring awareness and to fight Parkinson's disease and to raise funds, and it's for the entire family. It is a drive-through event to learn more about our sponsors and the Parkinson's Foundation and to pick up your fundraising rewards. So we do ask that everyone registers prior to coming to the drive-through at Gibson Ranch on May 15th at 9 a.m.
And they can go to movingdaysacramento.org to find out all about it, get signed up, and get everything handled the way they're supposed to.
Yes, absolutely.
How does Moving Day help the PD community?
So Moving Day is more, a symbol of hope. So, we come together as safely as we can in person. And exercise is vital to people living with Parkinson's. It really helps to improve quality of life. And so normally, Moving Day, we encourage everyone to move. So whether you move in your neighborhood or whether you move, in a small group of people, that's what we encourage everyone to do because it vastly improves your quality of life and helps maintain, balance and mobility. And so that's what Moving Day is really all about. Through fundraising, all of the money that's raised goes towards research. It goes towards free educational programs and resources for the Parkinson's Foundation.
And Joe, as you mentioned, you were diagnosed a few years back, and I'm sure it had to be a devastating situation for you. And then, as Jenna was mentioning, moving is one of the best things you can do. I want to hear more about your boxing experience.
Well, the boxing experience has been awesome because you're boxing with people who have the disease, so you meet these people. We don't punch each other, obviously. That wouldn't help with the disease.
Right.
But we punch a punching bag or we punch a speed bag. And the motions that are involved with boxing help with slow down the progression of the disease. Moving is very important. They found through a series of things that was actually started by Muhammad Ali, who ironically died from Parkinson's.
Right.
But he slowed down the progression of his disease through boxing, which ironically was the reason that he had Parkinson's.
Sure.
All the head hits, they think, anyway.
Right.
But they're not certain of what causes Parkinson's, although they're getting closer on a cause. But anyway, so I read something the other day that there's a poison, basically, that people experience with shoe polish and stuff. I just read an article the other day they think is the cause of Parkinson's, but no one's absolutely sure what the cause is. But the one thing that they know is through exercise and boxing exercise slows down the progression of the disease.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, and that's why you guys are doing Moving Day. How much has Moving Day raised through the years, and what's the goal for this year, Jenna?
Yeah, our goal is $42,000 for Moving Day Sacramento. You know, we're hoping to exceed that goal. We raised close to $100,000 last year. So we're really excited for this year to exceed our current goal. But since Moving Day has started, we've raised nearly over $28 million across the country in the last 10 years through Moving Day. And we've reached, you know, more than 150,000 people coming to Moving Day in person over the last 10 years. All of the money that's raised, the nearly $28 million, really is to fund cutting-edge research and community programs.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Muhammad Ali earlier when we were talking about celebrities with the disease.
Yeah.
He's one of the big ones, and it was just such a thrill to watch him light the torch at the Olympics a few years back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
All right, you guys, we're running out of time, but before we go, let's do a little recap. You guys have Moving Day coming up, and then also tell me a little bit more about Parkinson's Revolution, Jenna.
Parkinson's Revolution is an indoor cycling event. So this year it's on June 12th. It's a brand new event for us in Sacramento. It's a team ride into town. And you can find out more information by going to pdrevolutionsacramento.org. And it's really open to anyone. If you have Parkinson's or if you just love to work out and you want to ride for something good, and it's a fundraising event. So we're just so excited to bring it to Sacramento this year, and you can register at pdrevolutionsacramento.org.
pdrevolutionsacramento.org. Well, thank you both for joining me this morning. Jenna Lennon is the Development Director for the Northern California Parkinson's Foundation, and Joe Whalen, a board member for Moving Day. Moving Day Sacramento is coming up Saturday, May 15th, and you can find out all about it online at movingdaysacramento.org. And you guys are on Facebook and all kinds of good stuff. And that phone number again, 800-4-PD-INFO, 800-4-PD-INFO. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofits, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.